It's time to redefine and align to the badass leader and mother you really are. I'm your host, Nicole Weston. I have been coaching moms for the last decade on aligning to what they truly desire so they can be present with their family, create the most successful business, all while having it all. We're going to be talking to moms all around the world who are diving into what does it mean to take care of myself? What does it mean to redefine motherhood so I can live it on my terms, so I can have it all? It's time to rise, and here's the thing. We can't do it alone. Join us as we have some of the most important conversations about how moms are taking their pain and turning it into their purpose. Let's dive in.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode on Redefine and Align. I'm your host, Nicole Weston, and I am so excited that you are here. Thank you so much for bringing me along. And wherever you are in the world today, I hope that you can feel my love, my support, and all the good vibes for all that you're doing. If you're a mama, just know that I see you. I totally get it. It's not easy right now managing all of the things, especially if you're in Ontario. We are in another provincial-wide lockdown, and I am seeing how this one has really, really impacted so many women, so many mothers. And so I just want you to know that you are okay. You're going to be okay, and you are so loved. So with that, I hope to inspire you today in the world of motherhood, in the world of business. I hope to bring inspiration and hope into your day today. And with that, I want to tell you about our incredible guest that we had today. Her name is Amy Simpson, and she is a mother and a wife, a realtor, and a renovation business owner. Her commitment to her clients is through educating them on the process to allow for a positive and seamless transition to their new home. She can assist you in leveraging her experience to help individuals build wealth through real estate. If it's finding the diamond in the rough, getting first-time home buyers into the market, or finding a home to outfit your later years, she has the resources. She meets every new client like a new adventure with energy, integrity, and endless passion. That's totally Amy. Prior to real estate, her education and background was in the medical field. She attended Western University, where she earned a degree in medical science with a minor in criminology. Continuing her education at University of Toronto, she earned a degree in medical radiation sciences in conjunction with a diploma in nuclear medicine, followed by a certificate of magnetic resonance imaging from the Michener Institute. She worked in the medical field for over a decade before jumping into real estate full-time. The hospital environment has ingrained an incredible work ethic and discipline in her life. In her spare time, she enjoys renovating their own home, spending days on Lake Simcoe, and connecting with her community of 100 women who care, South Simcoe. And that is, you know, a lot of who Amy is, and just know that she is so amazing. I'm so honored to be in this journey and in this space with her. And we had such a great conversation, really unlocking, you know, this desire of being more than a mom, and really following that thrill or taken by surprise after having her daughter, really feeling called forward in terms of doing more. And, you know, we talk about how that can kind of play on your mind and also be really exciting, but how self-doubt comes through and all of the decisions that are aligned within, wait a minute, this is not my plan. This is not what I had signed up for. And yet I have this urge inside. If you are a mom in a career and you're being called forward and doing something more, I hope that this conversation today inspires you. I hope that it inspires you to dig deep and to really pay attention to what is the feeling you feel when you think about what it is that you want to be doing. And if you are doing the thing you want to do, are you embracing it? Are you celebrating it? Are you honoring the gusto that it took to be there? I think that the first step in any of our work is really truly believing in ourselves and practicing like a beautiful place of self-love. And I think that for a lot of us, we fall out of love with ourselves somewhere along the journey. And the journey of becoming who we are meant to become really does start with loving ourselves, acknowledging ourselves, and really truly celebrating who we are and who we are becoming. So with that, I invite you to grab a coffee or a tea, take me on your walk, and dive into today's episode. If you are inspired by today's episode and you want to share anything with us, please leave us a review. You can subscribe and rate. I love hearing from each and every one of you and how this podcast is inspiring you to see things differently, to take the action you haven't yet taken, and to just really truly feel like there are other women out there who feel like you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. If you're curious and you are ready to take the next step in your development and your personal development in really getting the tools to manage your mental health, your emotional health, and align it into your passion, that is me. You can book your exploration session with me. I have a few spots open right now for my one-on-one program called Her Courageous Way. It's a 6-week program with I will say it's a Kickstarter to you and what you desire. It is truly the program that is going to give you the absolute framework for stepping into your confidence, aligning into your desires, and getting rid of anything that's getting in the way of that. And not just through mindset, but through the cellular memory work, through releasing the limiting beliefs at a cellular level in the most peaceful, painless, joyous way. I like to say that I am the best kept secret to moms in business and entrepreneurship. And everyone needs someone who can hold space, lead, and truly celebrate all of what it takes to be a mom and be a mom in business. So if that's you, if you're curious, if you want to find out more, I would be so honored to dive into a conversation. You can email me, you can message me on Instagram. I would love to hear from you. And with that, let's dive in.
Hello, Amy. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited.
Thanks for having me. I'm thrilled.
This is going to be such an incredible conversation. I am just so grateful. So I would love for you, you know, I've shared a little bio for all of our listeners, but I would love for you to share, you know, a little bit about who you are and where you're at right now in this journey of yours.
Well, I am a mother of two, and that rocked my world. Becoming a mom changed everything for me. I always knew I wanted kids. Mm-hmm. Always thought I wanted to stay home with my kids. Mm-hmm. Thought that I had it figured out. Mm-hmm. But when I became mom, I was a medical professional. Mm-hmm. And I was working shift work. And something didn't feel right. Mm-hmm. It wasn't balancing what I wanted my motherhood to look like. Mm-hmm. So when I went off on my second mat leave with my son, I decided to get into real estate. I started a self-development journey into finding what I wanted, why I wanted it. It's been a process and it's been a few years now.
Yes.
And I finally find that I'm finding that groove and balance of having the home life that I always wanted, but still feeling like I'm contributing to our household, contributing to my community, and helping my clients in one of the biggest, most stressful experiences that they're going to have with buying and selling homes.
Wow. Yeah. Ooh, I hope that everyone can feel that. Like that is just power, 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 power. I have goosebumps everywhere. Goosebumps everywhere. I think that you just expressed that journey
which, as we know, as moms, it's not as, you know, that's a beautiful high chunk that you just created. And I love it. And it's just a beautiful peek into your journey on this journey of becoming, as we have talked about. So thank you so much. Gosh, that makes me just feel so, so warm and fuzzy on the inside. And I'm just going to say this, like, for those who don't know you, like, your heart in all of those areas, right? Like in home life and motherhood and your family, and then contributing to the community and creating an incredible experience for your clients, is like, that is like all your heart's expressions and just your ability to just, you know, contribute to the community. Like, it's like, these two are like, this is a lot. And then it's like, you're going to contribute to, it's like, yeah, let's just go. Right. It's like, there's that V that we talk about. Right. And so that's just super powerful. And I definitely want to dive into that throughout our conversation for sure. But I'm going to start where I always start and ask you, what does redefining motherhood mean for you?
I think I had these grand expectations of what motherhood was supposed to be. When I became a mom, I loved every bit of having my daughter home. I loved the experiences that she gave us. We had a great mat leave together, but I learned something about myself that I needed the interaction. Mm-hmm. I needed to feel that I was contributing. And that there was more than these little beings that I adore so much. But I never expected to feel that. I never expected to feel that when I became a mom, that I would still long for something else. I thought I would just feel, I had my career, I had my husband, I had my kids. I would be like, that's the life.
Yeah.
That's the life that I was always told. Like, you go to school, you get your education, you get married. That's the path.
Right.
And in becoming a mom and in this journey, I've realized that it's okay to want more, and there's nothing wrong with wanting more and to grow and to develop as an individual through that. And it took me by surprise, to be honest. It's not the journey I thought I was going to be on 10 years ago.
Wow. Yeah. I get this like visual of like the rug being pulled out from under you. It's like, whoa, this is like not what I expected at all.
No. I think I was just expecting like, maybe I just need more thrill in my life. I just like, I needed that, that energy of like, what's next? What are you going to do now? And I just didn't know where to look for that at first. Or maybe felt a little bit, not shame, because I don't like the mom shame, but like that uneasiness of what is this?
Right.
What is this feeling within me that I couldn't identify at the time?
Ooh, you bring up so many great points there. Interesting how, you know, I know you say you don't want to feel the shame, and I definitely don't think like we're shaming by any means, but it's interesting that feeling that comes up. It's like that potential passion, because like, I know who you are and I know what you're up to in the world right now. And it's fantastic. So it's like, imagine that shame kept that under wraps, you know, like, and again, we can only connect that looking backwards, right? We wouldn't have known that at the time, but you say, you know, you had felt that shame, and it's almost like to even express that out loud, it's like, well, what does that mean about me being a mom? What does that mean about, you know, where I'm at in this journey? And it's interesting how shame literally mask your passion, your purpose, like your why. Oh my goodness. Like,
well, it introduces that like self-doubt of what you do have and what you are doing already.
Yes. Oh my goodness. So then what happened? How'd you get here?
So my husband and I run a construction company.
Right.
And we always loved all the renovation HGTV shows. And we, like, friends of ours used to joke around that we would one day have our own show.
Cool.
So love that. We just thought of what do we want our end goal to be? Mm-hmm. And it started with, well, maybe we want to build someday. And wouldn't it be awesome to be able to buy properties and flip properties and build kind of our own empire without having to always have other clients. Like we could just build for ourselves and then sell. Mm-hmm. So on my second mat leave, I started taking all my real estate courses. Mm-hmm. And when I finished, we decided that I was going to take a step back from the hospital. Mm-hmm. And that I would go into real estate and have these little munchkins at home and kind of take things part time and see how it would go from there.
Hmm. And we'll like from the first maternity leave going like, whoa, like there's more out there. Mm-hmm. And then staying home at that time when you were staying home and doing, you know, that stuff part time, was that fueling that call that was at like calling you forward? That was like, there's more. Yes. Was that fulfilling it?
It was starting to.
Yeah.
100% it was starting to fulfill it. You get a couple of deals under your belt and you get confidence and then you see the excitement of what people experience when they purchase a home. But it continued to kind of move forward. Mm-hmm. And then of course COVID hit.
Right.
And we were both self-employed.
Right.
We had no idea what was going to happen with the industries. And we made a really, really hard decision for me to go back to the hospital full time to see how everything was going to play out. And it was a decision that we didn't make lightly. So I went back full time and I kind of left. I didn't leave real estate, but I kind of shifted focus for a little while. Mm-hmm. And slowly through the summer and into the fall, like we kept going. Our business kept going. Our construction business kept going. I kept selling real estate and working full time at the hospital. And we've got our momentum back of this is what we enjoy doing. This is where our energy comes from. This is how our family functions. Like we bring our kids to the job sites all the time and and they drive the excavator and they use the skid steer. And like it's very much a hands-on, all hands on deck kind of experience with our family. And so just recently I made the decision and I'm leaving the hospital again.
Yeah.
And reinvesting in my real estate profession and following those passions and following those dreams of what I can give back and maybe have that balance that everyone is looking for of family and work and drive and life and so some big changes are coming.
It's so exciting. It is absolutely so exciting because I think, you know, March 2020, so many of us had to reevaluate and refocus and really make decisions that I don't think we ever saw coming, right? Like there was like, we didn't take a course or a training in any of that. And so I can only imagine the conversations that had to have happened, but also the conversation, the support, and like the beautiful miracles that have happened along the way to even, you know, co-create and get to where you are now, to even make a decision that like we did everything, we did the best that we could, and yet here is this thing that fulfills me and it's taking off. Like and you know, we can talk success and money, we can do all those things, but it's like it's taking off in the sense of like alignment on the inside. And like that's the biggest deal, I think. I could be wrong, but for me, that's the biggest deal.
100%. Yeah. It was a hard stop with COVID, and I feel like we took that transition and like we're finally coming back to that point where everything's jiving and everything's coming up. Opportunities are coming up and situations are arising that have put us into different realms now in both of our businesses. So it was a year has changed a lot.
Yes.
A lot.
Absolutely. Okay. So to my next question then that comes through is what was it between then and now, if you were to look back, was the difference? Like, because this could have went two ways, right? You could have said, like, that's it. I'm just going to go back. We don't know. Like, this is just kind of like we got to do. What was the one thing that just kind of kept that momentum where you were like, just stayed? Like, to me, you just stayed focused. You stayed in alignment with that calling, even though it probably was not easy. Like, we're not talking like, I'm assuming shift work, or we're talking, you know, like being in some of the most intense times in our history of this COVID experience, and also running a family and you know, running yourself, like all of the things. So how
did I manage it, or how did I keep it going?
Yeah, both. Yeah.
I have a really, really supportive husband. Mm-hmm. He made some changes in his business as well, where he helped with the pickups and the drop-offs when the kids were in school and daycare, let alone when they weren't. And we just kind of kept flipping our schedules around so that we might not have always been together. Like, we were definitely ships passing in the night. Mm-hmm. But he was definitely my foundation of like, we can do this together if we work together. And we've always been really great about that. But for the real estate, for me, staying on track with real estate was mostly my clients. Mm. Like, and the excitement and the fulfillment and the joy that I get when I get to see them experience, like, I get to be on their journey and I get to see it from start to finish.
Yes.
And some people just buy a house. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
Lots of people buy their forever house. Mm. And buy their dream house, or buy their lakefront property that they've wanted their entire lives. And like, I get to be on that emotional roller coaster with them. And I think that's always what pulls me back, is that I can assist in that end product and of that joy and of helping their dreams come true, which sounds a bit cheesy, but when I think about it, that's what it is. It's like, I was a part of that.
Yes.
And that's what keeps pulling me forward.
Mm. But that's that contribution. And I feel like, you know, at the beginning, you were like, so there's something more. And I wonder what the word is, because I believe it's contribution, but I feel like it's like, you know, if we were watching like a live band play, like if we were watching an orchestra, like you are the one facilitating the rhythms and you're a part of that experience. It's like, there's just so much more. It's contribution, but it's facilitation, it's creation. It is like, you have a skill, you have a passion, you have a desire. And the only way that we can, you know, experience that is through other people, right? Like me and you, we're in the business of service. So that right there presupposes we kind of love people. Like, and like, 100%. In order for us to truly live out that purpose that has been called on us, or, you know, we're like, this is my calling, this is why I'm here. In order for us to co-create that, it's the people. So yeah, I mean, sure, it could be cheesy to some people, but for me, I just hear your heart talking. And I think that when our heart is aligned with our head, which, you know, can be such a mind fuck in general. But when the mind and the heart are aligned, it's like everything is just kind of, or like, is every instrument within the band is playing its role and they're all playing together. And that's how I hear you, you know, really describing how this last year has been, and being able to see and ask for the partner support and vice versa. Like, that's a big deal too.
Yeah.
Cause I think that's where I'm just going to say, for me, I could easily have taken all of it on. Right? Like, how many of us in our life have taken all the things on because we didn't know how to ask, or didn't know if we could, didn't know if there was space, you know what I'm saying? So I for sure have fallen into the land of, I'll just do it all. I can just do it all.
I think that our generation was brought up that way. Like,
yes,
100%. Our moms were the first generation that really worked outside of the home.
Right.
And they ingrained in us, like, you can have a family, you can work, you can do all the things. And then with our generation, I think we're starting to pull back and be like, what do we want to?
Yeah.
All the things all at the same time?
No.
I don't.
No.
So it's exhausting.
Yeah, it is.
So yeah, I think that without learning how to ask for help, and without having those really hard conversations with Andrew, we wouldn't have gotten through this year. I think that, like, we're 10 years married this year.
Ooh.
And like, that it's a big one.
Yeah.
10 years married this year. Like, we've gone through our ebbs and flows of learning how to communicate with each other. And he yeah, it's a game changer to be able to do that and to find the comfort within yourself mm-hmm. to say, I'm overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. I can't do this right now. Mm-hmm. I need you to do this. I need you to step up. And these are the things that you could help with.
Okay. So only share what feels good to share, because this is a big question. Yes, to all of the things that you just shared, because I think we all have this different definition of what it means to do it all. Mm-hmm. Like when I say it from where I'm sitting in my space, doing it all means like I can have it all. But having it all doesn't also mean that I am doing it all and that I am drained and that I am like barely keeping up. It is like this complete, it's like an empowered, totally different. It's empowered, yeah. Right? Yes.
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 So I would agree. I do have it all. Mm-hmm. I've got the family. I've got the job that I love. I've got a great partner. I 100% do not do it all. Mm-hmm. I can tell you hands down, I maybe do 10% of the cooking in our house.
Me too.
Maybe. Andrew does the majority of the cooking.
Yeah.
We have a wonderful neighbor that helps with childcare outside of their normal daycare hours. So that when, I do have to go to a showing last minute, or if I'm at a showing and Andrew gets a fire call, like we are able to navigate that. And we have some great support with family. COVID has been a little bit weird with that, but
yeah,
hopefully as we come out of this, we can rely on them a little bit more again.
Yeah. Like just rebuilding that village that I feel like we all had, and then it's kind of been, you know, just halted for so many reasons. So where I was wondering, there's so many beliefs that I think are wrapped up in asking for help. I think, you know, every woman I have had on the show, you know, always says the importance of asking for help. Right. And you had mentioned, yeah, you guys have been together for 10 years. You have been through many different levels and layers of communication by far. I think I just want to play in that space of like that communication with our partners. It's like, for me, sometimes that was like, well, if I'm asking for help, what does it mean about who I am and what I am, like what I'm worthy of? Like, okay, I know that I can't do it all, but I have a generation of women who showed me they could. and that if I don't, like what that means for myself, even though like logically I know that it's cool to hire services out and it's cool to do all the things, and it's cool to like build the supports. There was a part of me also that was like, yeah, but now you ain't worth it now. Like you're not as good as, and I would play out all the things, which would then prevent me from having a conversation. So even the act of talking about what I needed, like that can play out in anger and resentment and yep. really nasty conversations with my partner. But what it would boil down to for me was like me not asking for help had way more to do with me and what I was hanging on to because of what it meant versus he's just like, well, what do you need? I'm here. Like, let's do this. Like we're together. Like this is a team. So yeah.
I would say that we definitely went through the ebbs and flows of what the struggle of me asking for help was, because 100% he always wanted to support mm-hmm. me and our family, mm-hmm. but I didn't always know how to vocalize it. I didn't always know how to recognize within my own body when the stress was getting too much to the point where it did end up in a blowout instead of a conversation. And I think over time of some of the self-healing that I've done and some of the counseling that we've done separately and together, it changges that communication style, and it changes how I look at it first and foremost. Because yeah, there was that, like my mom worked when I was growing up.
Yeah.
My dad worked long hours. Like she was the one that made the dinners for when like she was going off to work and he was to feed us and all of those things. But I think it's just like you peel off every layer with a new tool of communication and resource of communication. And that's even amongst our peers, like other women.
Yeah.
Of us saying like, yeah, it's okay. I don't do those things. It's okay. Like,
yeah.
you don't need to do those things. Like you can ask for help. I think looking back and in hindsight, I would have accelerated a lot faster in my career, and I would have accelerated in the level of happiness within our marriage and within our family if I had learned to ask for help earlier. But that's hindsight.
Yeah. It's a good learning. Yeah. It's a good learning. And yeah. I don't know about you, but like, I hear the compassion and the grace in that hindsight. And I think that's the best kind of hindsight. Like when you look through the lens of compassion and love and go, yeah, like it could have been different. And you know, it was what it is. Like I accept it for what it is. And now I know. And I just think like, that's where we shift it for our children. That's where we shift it and say, like, it gets to be different. You know, it gets to be like, okay, so what, it took you X amount of years to do it, but for your child, maybe it's only going to take 1 month. And then she's going to be like, boom, I know. Yeah. Right. And I think that's powerful. And the thing is
like, I'll be there when she does it and say like, what do you need? Do you need a nap? Do you need me to take the baby for a walk? Yes. Do you need me to drop off food?
Yes.
And I think that even in, because my kids are a little bit older now, some of my friends are still just having their first or their second.
Right.
And I remember one of my friends locally, she called me one morning and I was like, what's going on? She's like, I don't know. I don't know. She's like, I'm just having a day. I was like, okay. Went and got coffee. Went and got muffins. Went over to her house. I was like, what's going on? She's like, I just can't juggle both. Put her son down for a nap. We had a tea. She put her baby to bed and she felt like a different person.
Yes.
And I think that as I move forward in my mode of mother, like my journey of motherhood, and as my kids get older, I can look back and I can do the things that someone didn't do for me.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm like crying my eyes out over here. yeah. I think you make space. Like when you, let's say when we make space within ourselves and we release the shame around what it means to ask for help or to receive it, even asking is like, I feel like asking is one big triumph and then receiving is another triumph. And it's like, whew, when we make space and give ourselves permission to ask and receive, we also make space for every other woman to do it too. Absolutely. You know? Yeah. It's interesting. All of my work, my professional career, my 9-to-5, or I never know what to call that job. It's all been in the world of motherhood. And it's just been this constant seeing so much power in women and then going, but you can like, oh, like, hey, do you want a coffee? No, I'm good. It's like, no, just take it. Yeah. Oh my gosh, your hair looks beautiful. Yeah. Like, just take it.
Just
like
take it.
You receiving it doesn't mean anything less of you. Mm-hmm. And I think that's also such a mind fuck, right? Like watching so many, I'm just going to speak for myself or my women in my downline will say, it's like, they just did it all and they survived it and that's all they knew and they did the best they could. And I get to look at it and go, wait a minute, how, you know, privileged am I to even sit back and go, I get an opportunity to even contemplate whether or not I can receive it or not. Like that right there is so much honor. There's just so much honor in being able to say that and saying that it's okay for me to ask for help. If anything, it's like, it needs to be the new way. it needs to.
And I think as women, like we want to be givers. Mm-hmm. We want to be wanted. Mm. So even amongst our friends, it is just as joyful for us to be able to ease that load, even if it's for a morning or an afternoon or an evening out, to ease that load for each other. That brings us so much joy. And yeah. I think that we disconnect from that sometimes when we're just in that, put your head down and go.
Yep. Oh, that's a big word. Disconnect. I feel that on so many levels. I remember reading something online that was like, I want to be the type of friend to the women who are becoming mothers, the way that like like now that I'm a mother, I want to be that for someone else. Because when I wasn't a mother and I'd show up and I would like hold a baby for like the first mom friend, I was like, wow, dude, like I gypped you. Like I totally had no fucking clue. I was like, let me come hold your baby and here's a gift. You know, I had no clue, but now I know, and I would do it so differently. Yeah. And I also know, I was really grateful in our group of friends, so many of them had already become mothers. And I knew with a lot of the work that I have done that like when they said they were coming over, like you just let them come over. Yeah. And I remember sitting
on them load the dishwasher, yes! let them change over the laundry, yes! let them bathe the child.
Like, yes.
Sit there and have the bloody coffee.
Yeah.
And let them do their thing.
Yes. And it's just so interesting in those moments. And I could just feel it, you know, and it's kind of like you look at all your girlfriends and you're like, wow, like you were a rock star for me in this moment. And you, and then I would do the thing. Cause I knew I had gone through so much work around receive the help. And I was in such a dark space. And I remember calling one of my friends and being like, can you just come with me to a doctor's appointment? Like I don't know what to do, but I need you to come with me to a doctor's appointment. And it was just like her presence being there was powerful. And then another friend came and like brought food and brought this and then did the laundry. And she's sitting in my living room doing my laundry and I'm holding a baby and I'm going, I know that I need to just keep saying yes, but this feels so fucking weird. Like,
yeah. Feels so wrong.
It feels so wrong. Yeah. And it's like, but what are the things that have happened in our lives where that feels wrong? And now I would do the same thing over and over again for anyone, right?
I think that if you look into past generations, it was that village. You had that village. You had the grandmothers, you had the great grandmothers, you had the aunties. Yeah. Everyone congregated around you when you had a baby and a family. And it was this big experience. Mm-hmm. But as our generations move away from their families and we become this global community, you don't have that close-knit village, everyone local that can support you. Yeah. And I think that it took an entire generation of women driving forward for us to see that huge shift. And we really do need to like pull back together and support on that, I think.
Absolutely agree. So with all of that and you know, facilitating the communication and asking for what you need and receiving it and moving forward, I feel like you're at this huge transition. You know, big things are happening in your world. Can you share with us, before we just get to that part, can you share with us like this contribution and what you're doing and how you're giving back to the community?
Okay. So this time last year, I guess it was just before this, we had myself and two other women came together and we created a group of women. Called 100 Women Who Care in So Simcoe. And we are helping bring charities together to give information about what they do, what they need from the community, and how we can support them. And we do both financial donations to these charities, as well as not during COVID times, but how we can physically assist them and what their needs are. And drive awareness in the community of what's out there. And I'll just tell like a quick story of one of our events last fall. We had a women's shelter, a food bank, and an organization called Seasons for Grieving Children. So it's children that have lost a loved one. So three huge charities. Everyone deserves support. Everyone.
Yeah.
The communication between the charities after we had our presentations, we had our open-ended questions with us as women in this organization asking these charities questions. The communication between the three charities themselves at the end of that meeting was mind-blowing. They were talking about how can they refer and who can they give their information out to. And it was such an expansive, eye-opening experience of even people that are in this realm of charity don't know what's out there. They don't know how to support each other. So yeah, we've joined together and we're still growing with every meeting. We have our next meeting at the end of May. And yeah, we'll just continue to keep giving back and meeting new charities and having our old charities come back and present to the new ladies that have joined our organization.
Cool. So I attended a meeting, I think it was around the holiday season.
Yes, the November. We did November. One at the end of November. Yeah.
Okay. So November. And I was a mess because my roots are in, you know, charity. And I, so I was just like a mess. I was bawling because I was just so joyful and like so grateful. And I just wanted to like help everybody, of course. I was like, how do we help all of them?
Yeah.
And just like hearing the supports, and especially being in times of COVID where everything has stopped. And so it's like, we know the impact that COVID has had on families, on organizations, on everything. And then when you hear what it's doing to the charities, like, it's like, it just is, yeah. It's like the impact that a charity has in a community. It's almost like they're just like these little, you know, angels that like no one sees, right? But that's like the charity's power. And mm-hmm. then something like COVID happens and they're literally like, some can't even do the work that they were meant to do, but they're still doing it. And you're like, how? Yep. And I think it's because of agencies and organizations like what you have created. And so I would just say this to anyone who's listening. If you are looking for something that is so empowering and something that is so powerful and impactful, definitely connect with you, because this is such an incredible way to support and actually see what is in your community. Mm-hmm. Right?
Oh yeah, my goodness. I think goodness. People just get so tunnel vision on like their day-to-day that they don't even know that these resources are out there. Mm-hmm. They don't know that these charities are out there to support people. And you'd be surprised on how many people that you know that would benefit right. from something that one of these charities is doing.
Right. Right. Yes. So yeah. Thank you. We're going to put all the links for sure below.
Yep.
So that people can reach out. And I'm just so glad that you listened to that part of you that was like, there is something more. So my question for you, if you were to, you know, look at you, I don't know, some point along your journey, whether it was motherhood or, you know, entering entrepreneurship, what would you go back and say to that woman, something you know now, but what would you go back and say to her now? What would you want her to know then?
I think that I always felt this need for things to happen quickly, to like push through and get it done. And this is what I want. Why don't I have it yet? And I think that you kind of need to surrender to what's coming down the pipe for you. If it's not going to happen right now, there's a reason it's not going to happen right now.
Yeah.
And if you surrender to the fact that it's going to happen, it will happen in a brilliant, magnificent way. Once you're able to lean back and just let it come and stop being that driving force all the time. And I'm not saying don't do the work. The work. Yeah. Get it done. But you don't need to. There's bigger plans out there. You just roll with it. You learn something along the way with every hurdle that you hit, with every mountain that you climb over, and it makes you the person that you need to be to achieve the things you want to achieve.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. I just love hearing you say the word surrender and force. Like, I love hearing you say that. I've known you for like, it's been a year.
Yeah.
It has been a legit year, and I am just so honored and grateful. And that is huge to just hear all that wisdom come through. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If our listeners want to connect with you or follow you, where can they find you?
So my main platform is Instagram. So I'm at amysimpsonrealestate.ca is my Instagram tagline. I'm also on Facebook with Amy Simpson Real Estate, and I've got a personal Amy Simpson page.
Cool.
And for 100 Women, we are also on both platforms.
Okay, cool. So we can follow 100 Women on Instagram as well.
Yes, we're not as active yet on Instagram just because of the way the platform is designed. But 100%, we have an active group on Facebook, and then we post who the charities are going to be, the dates and everything else that are coming up. We do post those on Instagram as well.
Yes. Amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm just so grateful. I'm celebrating. I am honoring. I am just like right here with you. I am so grateful that you shared everything that you did. And I hope that whoever is listening can know that they're not alone and that they too can surrender, that they too can ask for help, and most importantly, can receive it. So thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. I want to hear from you. What did you love about today's podcast? What are you feeling inspired to do differently? find us on Facebook at Redefining Motherhood and tell us all about it. You can also follow along on Instagram at the Nicole Weston. Here's the thing, we were never meant to do this alone, and it is time to redefine motherhood and live it on our terms. I believe we can have it all, and I believe in order to do that, we've got to do it differently. Follow along and let us know. Be sure to subscribe. We drop a new episode every Wednesday.